Rishi,
Rishi,
Bodeshu,
Bodeshu,
Complete pastimes.
Complete pastimes.
Re-adi-shaha. The king inquired, at the end of the pastimes of the Lord of the three worlds, Sri Krishna, and after the disappearance of the members of the Vrishni and Bodha dynasties, who were the best and great commanders, why did Uddhava alone remain? Please repeat. The king inquired. At the end of the pastimes of the Lord,
Sri Krishna,
and after the disappearance of the members of the Vrishni and Bodha dynasties, who were the best and great commanders, why did Uddhava alone remain?
Directly reach the boat of the Lord.
Other devotees do not read the three bodhis of the Lord directly. For the pure associates of the Lord have no attraction to the opulence of any planets in the material world. Sometimes, due to inquisitiveness, devotees who are to be promoted to the abode of the Lord have some attraction to the opulence of the higher material planets above the earth. And thus they desire to see them while going up to the perfection. But the Vrishnis and Bodhis were directly dispatched because they had no attraction to material planets. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur also suggests that according to the Amara Kosha Dictionary, Akriti means signal. Lord Krishna ordered Uddhava by a signal to go to Bhadarikashram after his disappearance, and Uddhava, as a pure devotee of the Lord, carried out the order more faithfully than going back to God for the abode of the Lord. That was the cause of his remaining alone, even after the departure of the Lord from the space of the earth. Raja Vachan Hiranam Pagadeshu Rishni Bodeshu Adirata Yutapa Yutapeshu Mukya Satukata Avashishta Vivoyad Dari Rapi Tatyaja Akritim Priyadishaha. King inquired at the end of the pastimes of the Lord of the three worlds, Sri Krishna, and after the disappearance of the members of the Vrishni and Bodhi dynasties, who were the best of the great commanders, why did Uddhava remain alone? Mom Vishnu Gaya Krishna Purusai with the Kimate Bhaktivedanta Swamitiname Namaste Sarasati Deva Orvan Kutane Nirvishe Sharashmi Vadi Pasatya Adi. Who brought makes a number of different points in the purport. Anyone remember the points that he makes in the purport? One point, that's the Vaikhi Mandir.
Uddhava stayed behind was the only one left because he was asked by the Lord to go to the Bhadri Patra?
Yeah. Another point? Yes.
Yeah. Adi Purush. He hasn't followed the orders of it?
No, that was this. Same point as they like to remember for this one. Any other points?
The members of the Vrishni and Bodhi dynasty had no material attraction, so they were directly transported to the base of the world.
Yes. And a third point? These are two people who are listening. Dead time. Without letting go. Yes. So that's the first point the problem made. Otherwise, people think that it's simply grammatical jugglery, that the acharyas are trying to make the words of Srila Vyasadeva consistent with our philosophy. Therefore, different words are explained here by the purport nidanam. So ni means highest, and dana means opulence. So someone can come along and say, why are you saying that the Lord's abode is mentioned here? Here it mentions that maybe they all look for treasure somewhere. They all were looking for the greatest treasure. Maybe they went out for collection. Who knows? There's a big day out somewhere. And they called it Nidana. The other one is Akriti. What is Akriti? What is Ami? No, complete. Here it's process, it means complete. And Kritin? So this is one way to study. That we should read the paragraph, and then we should go and we should put the book down and close it, and then see how much we can remember. And if we don't remember anything, or if we remember something, Then we should go back and read it again and see how accurate our memory is. What else? Then we can close the book again and then see how much more we remember this time. And then go back and see if what we remember is valid. And then close the book even for a third time and see if we remember anything more. See if we can put the whole picture together. See it in context. Then reading the Bhagavatam becomes a not only a temporary experience, but it becomes part of us. But here it says, "A" means what?
Complete.
And "kritin," transcendental pastimes. So, "akriti" means that Prabhupada says here that Krishna's pastimes are complete in the sense that Krishna has no need to change his transcendental body. That his body and his name, form, quality, and pastimes are all the same. Therefore, when Krishna leaves the body of the world, he doesn't actually change his body. Although, for the non-believers, Krishna apparently takes birth and leaves his body. But actually, it's not true, because Krishna simply returns to his abode. Therefore, to understand all these things, it is necessary to appreciate or take help from the great acharyas who are helping us understand these things, that our philosophy is consistent. Therefore, when they take note of these different words and they give us a commentary on it, it's because they make what's being said consistent with the philosophy. Those who are mental speculators who think we have to prove that Krishna is God, and that we have to prove that the Bhagavatam is actually a bona fide scripture, they can take exception to the way that the commentators are making their explanation. But those who actually have faith in Krishna and have faith in Bhagavatam, they can understand that the commentators are simply describing things as they're related to Krishna, because that's what the Bhagavatam is meant for. So here Prabhupada says that upa-viteshu is significant. That, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, prathya punya kritam lokam uśhitsva śasiti sama sujinam śrimatam rehe yoga rasha pijayate. Sometimes the devotees, they, or the persons engaged in the yoga practice, they don't complete the yoga practice and they go up to the heavenly planets. And Prabhupada explains this as being curious to find out what it would be like there. In other words, one of the big impediments was full spiritual advancement, complete Krishna consciousness, is that we think, well, alright, I'm suffering here, it's temporary, but what would it be like to try to enjoy the heavenly planets for a while? After all, they live for a long, long time there, and the material enjoyments, the food is nice, the weather is always good, and they have nice relations between the men and women, and everyone's a gentleman and a lady there. So wouldn't it be nice to see what that's like? So then, Krishna says, they're given the opportunity to go there and after some time come back to this world again. And if they haven't learned their lesson while they were there, they may take up the process of devotional service again, only to return to the heavenly planets again. But if while there they realize that it's a dead end, that the problems of old age may not be there, or disease, but death is certainly there. And therefore it's a risky business even to be on the heavenly planets, and that one cannot really be fully satisfied even there. That when they make further advancement, even while on the heavenly planets, to the transcendental abode. But those who are convinced, even in this lifetime, who have transcendental experience, who have given up all the aspirations to try to find a happy situation in this material world, then they can return directly back to this transcendental abode. But that's only possible if one has gotten a full experience of Krishna consciousness in this lifetime. It is not that theoretically we're going to accept Krishna's abode and then at the time of death go there. No, we actually have to be situated in the spiritual world on the transcendental platform of consciousness to become eligible to go back to the spiritual world. The higher economy of what Krishna says, apurimanam chala pratishtam samudram apa pradishti yadva ha tava kamiyam pradishti sarve se shanti matnodhi nakam kami. That a person is not disturbed by the incessant flow of desires that enter like rivers into the ocean, which is always being filled but is always still, and alone attain peace, and not the person who strives to satisfy such desire. So this means that we have to fill ourselves with Krishna consciousness. So much Krishna consciousness that even some material conception, material desire arises within our consciousness, but we don't take it very seriously. Certainly we don't take it so seriously that we actually try to fulfill that desire. Because of the higher case of Krishna consciousness, one is able to remain aloof from all material conceptions and desires. And what is the symptom? The higher kamiyat sarvam kumam scharati nishvira nirvamam nirahankara sashanti madhivajati. That one who gives up the higher kama, all desire, lusty desire, death karma, the higher kamiyat sarvam, all of them, not just a few of them, one has to give up all of them. Pumams, charati misriha, who lives free from such hankering. Niramo, who doesn't consider himself the proprietor. Nirahankara, who doesn't have a false ego. Sushanti madhigachati, he can actually become peaceful. Esha brahma siddhi partha, nayam prabhumuyati, sidvasa mantaleti, brahma nirvana rishati. And that is the way of spiritual and godly life. After attaining which, man is not bewildered, being so situated even at the hour of death, one can enter into the kingdom of God. So the way of spiritual and godly life cannot include lust or hankering for material enjoyment. It can include false proprietorship or false ego. If we want to go back to the spiritual world, we have to give these things up. And even on the heavenly planets, people are not completely devoid of these things. Nowhere in the material world is anyone devoid of these material conceptions or impurities. Therefore, during this lifetime, we have to try to get free from it by taking up sincerely, or as much as possible, completely, the science of devotional consciousness and devotional service. So the Guru was on that level. He was beyond all kinds of material desires and conceptions, just like the other members of the Vrishni dynasty. So why did he remain here? Because the Lord gave him a mission. Therefore, it is not an impediment in devotional service to be here, but one should bring devotional service to Krishna while we're here. It is not that we're hankering to go back to the spiritual world necessarily, we're hankering to serve Krishna in any circumstance. Mama Janani, Janani, Shrey, Bhavata, Bhaktiya, Haikati, Dwayi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays that although he doesn't want anything material like Janam, Janam, or Sundareen, he does not want wealth or beautiful ladies, or dhanam dhanam sundarim, or better birth, better material circumstances. But he does want devotional service causelessly, even birth after birth. Or as what she would tell Parvati, Narayana parasarge, kutasyana vidyati, swarga apavarga narakeshu apipu yarkadarmiha. A devotee like Sri Keshi Maharaj, they're satisfied in any circumstance, whether in heaven, hell, or liberation, because they're Narayana Paranas. They're always thinking about Krishna. They're always engaged in Krishna's service and thinking about it. So that's all we should aspire for. We should not worry about what our material circumstances are so much. Basically, we should just aspire that somehow or another we're in Krishna consciousness in any circumstance, and that we're dedicating our energies to please Krishna. Then any circumstance will be perfect, and if we have some other conception or idea, then it will take some time before we come to that perfect platform of pure devotional service in full Krishna consciousness. So I'll stop there. Nice being here. Short visit. Are there any questions? Yes?
Maharaj, you were mentioning about how one has to be completely in the Krishna, topmost Krishna consciousness platforms in the spiritual world in order to enter Krishna's world. I was listening to one lecture by Tamal Krishna Maharaj, and he was saying that he was speaking with Srila Prabhupada, and he was saying, Srila Prabhupada, I feel like, you know, I've been with you so many years now, but I still don't feel like I'm qualified to go back to the spiritual world. What should I do? And Srila Prabhupada said that even if you give your life to spread the Krishna consciousness, he says, even if you don't fully realize Krishna at the time of your death, Lord Chaitanya will personally come and he'll take you back to God.
Yeah, if you give your life fully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was implying that, you know, if you chant 16 rounds, you, I don't remember exactly what he said, but he was implying that.
The Prabhupada encouraged us. He's been that. We're very impatient. Prabhupada said, well, you may have to take another birth. He said, well, you might as well go out and enjoy this life. You know, you've got to take another birth anyhow. So we have to take the different statements from the Shastra and Prabhupada's personal teachings to someone, his personal encouragement. We have to take them together. One doesn't negate the other. There we have to assimilate them and try to understand reasonably what's actually being explained. Prabhupada also said that if you have a desire even for a raisin, you'll have to come back to get it. Besides that, it's just obvious why are we here. Who's to say that we didn't sincerely dedicate our lives to devotional service in the past? Otherwise, how are we performing devotional service now? What does Krishna say at the time of Atava Eva? Atava Bhavana Atava? Atava Eva? Atava Eva? Taiva yoginam eva, taiva yoginam eva, kule dimatam, bhavati dimatam, etadi durlabhatanam, loke janma didi yusha. Taiva yoginam eva, kule bhavati dimatam, etadi durlabhatanam, loke janma didi yusha. So, or it's unsuccessful after long practice of yoga. He takes his birth in a family of transcendentalists with surely great wisdom. Certainly such birth is rare in this world. So sometimes the devotees have practiced for a long time, but if they're not complete, then they have to come back. But if you probably told that to most people, they just quit. It's a two invasion. But the difference between the stage of Anarthamadriti and Bhava, where generally one has to come to the stage of Bhava to go back to the spiritual world, at least enjoy Krishna's pastimes, get further trained. It's such a vast ocean difference between them that we should expect that if I'm just struggling to get out of Anarthamadriti, that at the time of death, somehow or another, I'm going to reach up to the stage of Bhava suddenly. It may happen, but it's not. We should count on that. We should actually make some progress.
It isn't, I mean, it's true, but at the same time, isn't it, if you just remember, I mean, one place Prabhupada said if you just think of Krishna at the hour of your death, you'll guarantee entrance. He didn't say that.
Yeah, you actually think of Krishna. What does Krishna mean? It means his name, form, quality, pastimes, to actually be fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Not just suddenly I remember Krishna, and then I go back to the spiritual world. It doesn't work like that. That's not exactly Krishna. It's partially Krishna, but it's not fully. As long as we have material desires, we have to come back here.
Because there was one time a devotee, his mother was leaving him.
Probably was very encouraging.
She chanted Hare Krishna, he said she went back to God.
Yeah, eventually maybe. Well, you can have your opinion back in mind.
He said she went back to God, but I don't think he was saying maybe someday. I mean, the way he said it was she went back to God, but she chanted Hare
Krishna. Okay.
So I just was trying to understand it a little bit more.
Well, I understand it differently. People don't go back to God just by chanting Krishna's name at the time of death. It's like the Muslim who's chanting Haram, who was killed by the war. He got liberation. He didn't go back to the spiritual world because it's not a boss. So one who doesn't understand Krishna, just like Ajahn was crying out Narayan at the time of death, sincerely, and he even remembered his previous association, he didn't immediately go back to God. Took him some time. So he was a special case cited in scripture. What to speak with this young lady had no idea about Krishna, chanting Krishna's name. I'm sure she didn't go immediately back to God. The problem is encouragement. Okay, thank you very much. Grand direction of Bhagavatam Kigala.